This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. After weeks of political crisis in Italy, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi appears determined to stay in power for his full term and is playing down talk of early elections. But critics say the crisis is consuming the government, leaving pressing matters like the economy unattended. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
It's been a rocky summer for the government. An unwieldy coalition of northern secessionists, former fascist nationalists, and free market entrepreneurs. In July, Berlusconi expelled from his People of Freedom Party its co-founder Gianfranco Fini. Fini, who is Speaker of the Lower House, had shown unwillingness to back legislation that would allow Berlusconi to avoid facing various trials on corruption charges. Last week, Fini hit back. In a televised speech, he denounced his expulsion as an act of Stalinism.
The People of Freedom Party failed to fulfill its commitment to open dialogue, which is the basis of democracy. The People of Liberty Party does not exist anymore.
Fini and his 30-odd followers formed a caucus of their own and could deprive Berlusconi of his parliamentary majority. Fini vowed to support the government platform, but warned Berlusconi not to try to seek permanent immunity from prosecution. Political analyst James Walston says this is the key issue.
Berlusconi's main problem since he came into politics has been Berlusconi himself. His first concern is to avoid any of his trials coming to verdict, and then the rest of the government of the country can take second place.
Berlusconi has been indicted nearly 20 times. He's never been convicted on appeal, either because of the statute of limitations or because of retroactive changes in the law. Since he entered politics in 1993, Berlusconi-led governments have passed 36 laws directly tailored to the media tycoon's personal needs. He wants yet another law to avoid three pending trials on corruption charges. While the 73-year-old prime minister was receiving the worst thrashing of his career from his former ally, his remaining coalition partner, the autonomy-seeking Northern League, began clamoring for early elections. Polls suggest the Northern League would be the big winner at Berlusconi's expense. The prime minister first appeared also to opt for an early vote, only to backtrack the next day. He's now trying to woo independent MPs to his side to avoid the coalition's disintegration. In a sign of what some analysts say is his judicial obsession, Berlusconi aired his problems at a World Forum on Democracy in Russia. He first stunned his international audience by describing his good friend, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, as a gift from God. Then, in an improvised speech before an audience clearly clueless about Italian domestic politics, Berlusconi accused Italian magistrates of having seized unlimited power. And dismissing his rival Fini, he insisted he's fully in charge.
These are the petty issues of professional politicians who want to gain from power. They do not affect the country.
But political analyst James Walston disagrees. He says while the political power game continues, the business of governing has come to a standstill, and economic issues are being ignored despite Italy's negative growth numbers.
Italy has lost its position as a commercial and as a producing manufacturing nation relative to the rest of Europe and relative to the rest of the world. There are big divisions within the country. We've seen union problems and wages problems which have not been dealt with. There are big problems which have to be faced and which are not being faced.
Prime Minister Berlusconi has said he will appear before Parliament at the end of this month for a vote of confidence. Only then will it be fully clear whether the government has a chance for long-term survival. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.